Hello and welcome to Living Hip, a lifestyle brand and podcast which helps you own your life and live your best life. Hi, I'm Pam Geyer. I'm your host and I'm here to walk with you through this thing called life. Let's face it, life can be both messy and magical, and that's the fact. So why not grab hold of your life? Why not own it all? Why not design it in a way that suits you and not the world around you? It is time for you to rise up. It is time for you to step into your greatness. It is time for you to bring along the parts of you that you've been trying to run away from. So we're going to grab our vulnerabilities. We're going to grab our vision and we are going to go and live authentically and unapologetically. Let's do this. Okay, welcome to the podcast. This is Pam Geyer. We are talking on this episode about vision. Vision is one topic that I could talk about without notes, without any prompts, without anything, because it truly is something I wholeheartedly believe in. I have spent, pretty much my entire life visualizing, casting a vision. And for some of that, I didn't even know what I was doing. I am by nature a dreamer. I am by nature, I love visualization. I love creativity. I love to imagine. So there have been times in my life where that got a little bit dampened because I think I just really tried to perform or, work or whatever it is that I've done that, you know, I've kind of put that creativity to the side. But one thing that's been a constant in my life is having a vision of what I want my life to be. And, you know, vision to me years ago was more goal oriented, meaning, you know, I'd always like visualize, okay, the kind of home I want to live in, what, you know, becoming a mom. And then I became a mom. And then, like, what I wanted family living to look like. And, you know, creating a business, creating success, getting to the top of that business, and all of this visualization and vision casting, which, you know, is so healthy and there are no boundaries. So I can't share with you the rights and wrongs around vision casting because there aren't any rights or wrongs. I think what is important is to visualize, believe in it, and know that anything is possible. I think that's the important message, that anything is possible. And out of vision, when your thoughts are aligned and you have an open heart and an open mind, and you kind of let go of the fight or the hustle or the pushing, and you attract things to you, you open up space for things to happen. So believe in that. Believe that you can live the life of your dreams. And Oprah talks about that. I love, she talks about, you know, the greatest, it takes such great courage to live the life of your dreams. And so don't be afraid to live the life of your dreams. And one thing that's always kind of, it's kind of caught me, or, you know, let's face it, the life of our dreams is not like every minute is just incredible and enjoyable. And there's still the laundry. There is still the mess your teenage sons will leave. There is still all of the stuff, right? But it's just stuff. Don't let it tell your story. Don't let it be your situation. Don't let it get in your way because it's just part of living.
And life is both magical and mundane. We need to do mundane things to move forward. And when we treat them less mundane and more, you know, with thought and appreciation, it can change everything. So it's not to say that you're like, oh, gee, great. I love to fold laundry and let me clean up this mess over here. That's not the case. But, you know, sometimes for me, I don't love cleaning, but I love a clean house. So I get help with that, but I do it too, right? I have to do it. So there are times I'm like, if I look at everything, I'm like, oh, okay. And then I will shift my energy to like, okay, let me bring some calm and clarity to the space because I will feel better. So it's more about, you know, it's less about complaining. I've got to do this. Not that I don't fall into that role because we all do. But what has helped me is to just kind of take charge and be like, okay, well, I know if I clear these counters, wipe it, I'm just going to feel better. So I'm going to take a quick 5 or 10 minutes and get my space feeling the way I want it to, bringing calm to the situation. So living with vision is being able to not only cast a vision for your life, but also cast a vision for your feelings. Our feelings are big. And I know for me, I love feeling good. Like who doesn't, right? We all want to feel good. And sometimes I can get my way because it's hard when things aren't good. In fact, over the past couple of days, I have not felt great emotionally. And there isn't any specific reason. And I just had to honor that. And I had to be there. And I said to my husband, all right, yeah, I'm just not having a good day. I'm just not feeling it. I'm feeling kind of melancholy. And that's just part of life. So we need to honor where we're at. And then we need to, you know, allow ourselves to be there, but to start a new day. So in fact, I felt that way and I allowed myself to feel that way. And that was okay. But the next morning, I made myself go to yoga because that always makes me feel better. And that's what I did. So what is the next step you can take to put yourself into action, to align yourself with what feels good, even when you're not feeling good? Because we don't feel good 100%. Come on. Like if anyone tells you that, I don't know. I think I think there's something going on there that they're not sharing the full story. But, you know, visualizing your life to be what you want it to be is brave. It is bold. It is in your power. And I hope that's what you take away from this podcast, is that you own your story. You own your life. And for some, you might be thinking, yeah, Pam, but you don't deal with this, or you don't deal with that, or you don't have this, you know, whatever it is that's going on in your life. We all have challenges. We all do. I've had some seasons in my life which have been unbearably difficult. But what we learn is to move forward. What we learn to do is to accept that is life. That is life. And we have a choice, and we have a choice every day. And if a day needs to be chalked up as a bad day, that's okay. But don't go down the rabbit hole. Don't fall in that hole where you get stuck. Reach out, start a new day. Every day the sun rises, that's a new day, a fresh start, an opportunity. And I love that. I love morning. I love the opportunity of a new day. And living, you know, the life you desire that's what we are here to do. And believe it is possible. So never put yourself into a position where you think, okay, this is how it has to be. This is my life. Because that is just sticking yourself into a box. And the fact is, when we take 100% responsibility for our life and our thoughts, we can change them. Now, remember, vision is not always something grandiose, and that's important. I know as I get older, like in the decades of like my 20s, I was hustling and working hard and, you know, work hard, play hard. I'd be so disciplined all week. And then I'd kind of go off the rails on the weekend. Fun. It worked for me at the time. And then in my 30s, it was all about raising a family and, you know, doing it all. And I was a hustler. I was pushing hard and making things happen. But what I realized is that the push hard was more, that was someone else's recipe. This is how you succeed. I was really subscribing to success principles that were actually many shared by men. Like, this is what you do. This is the excellence. This is the course. This is what, and what I learned for myself is that yes, hard work is necessary in anything that we do, but the hustle and the push can work against our true nature. So there are times we need to push through things and there are times we do need to hustle. But I know for me, my place of balance, my place of true contentment is when I balance the work I'm doing or whatever it is I'm working on with rest, with restoration, with doing things that bring me joy, not showing up every day to serve everyone. Because when I do that, or when we do that, we burn out, we get resentful, and it just drains energy. So grab your vision back. Know that you are the person that owns the, you know, you have the pen to your story. And your vision can be both big and small. Believe anything is possible. Believe in your higher self. And that's what, you know, I think for most of us, we need to get a good picture of what he or she looks like, your higher self. And your higher self is like that better version of you. And you all know what that looks like. You know, usually you're eating better, you're, you know, getting consistent exercise, you're thinking good thoughts, not perfect, but you're making progress. That is your higher self. And the more you can vibe with that and let go of any expectations you have of yourself, of others, the more in line you'll be to open up space for you to cast a vision for not only your life, like the big thing, but the small things. And, you know, what I'm learning as I get wiser and older are the simple joys in life, to really look at life through lenses of appreciation, acknowledging, being mindful of the beauty around you, being mindful of the people in your life that you love, being mindful of being good to yourself and being good to others, being mindful of like those simple joys. And those simple joys could be the sun shining on a leaf. The simple joy could be the sound of kids playing outside. The simple joy could be looking out at the water, be it the beach, the lake, could be your pool, whatever it is, simple joys. So I hope this episode inspires you to give yourself time to think about your vision. Your vision, it's unique to you. It is in your heart. It is your knowing, and it is there. If you don't know it's there, let me tell you, it is. You just might need to quiet the mind and open up the space to receive. You will attract it in, but we need to believe that. So, you know, vision is everything. I always go back to my vision. And sometimes I'm crystal clear on it. And other times, like I get caught into whether it's a busy season in life or, you know, being pulled in a different direction. And I need to say, oh, time out. I need to go back to my vision. And my vision grows and changes. I've actually, as I grow, I simplify more. It's less about, I mean, certainly things are not as important to me. Yes. Do I like nice things? Yes. But it's the moments, it's the memories, it's the experiences, it's the feelings, it's the simple joys. So hope this inspires you to grab, I always tell people, grab a blank sheet of paper and just start brainstorming. There are no wrong answers, like what your vision is for your beautiful life. Believe in it, visualize it, open up space for it, and welcome it in. Thanks. All right. Well, thanks guys for listening in to Living Hip. This is your host, Pam Geyer. I love that you're listening in and you're part of this movement. So Living Hip is a lifestyle brand. It's about you living the life that you desire and dealing with your discontents. It's a little bit of both, right? But beyond that, it's about women rising up, being better to themselves and being better to each other. Because I'm convinced when women take better care of themselves, show up as their authentic self unapologetically, and support each other in a positive way and build each other up, we will be unstoppable. And that is the movement. And I'm so glad you're here. So thanks for listening in. To learn more information about any courses or membership with Living Hip, you can go to my website. It is livinghip.com. Thanks.